Hello, my name is Fatma and I'm your host. With me in the studio, there is the lovely Tanya. And today we'll talk about people who grew up speaking different languages. So, hi Tanya! With what languages did you grow up?
Hello Fatma, nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me. My name is Tanya and I am from the Ukraine. As I was born in the Soviet Union, I grew up with two languages, Ukrainian and Russian.
Wow, nice! Especially in an increasingly globalized world, multilingualism has become even more important. According to Eurostat, an institution that provides the European Union with statistics, almost 70% of a wide range of speakers in the European Union speak one, two, or even more foreign languages, and you and me belong to them.
Yes, especially in Europe we come across different languages. I think even more people will belong to that group of multilingual speakers soon. When we consider how many immigrants live in Europe now, we hear even more different languages than ever before.
I totally agree. There can't be enough languages for me.
But how about you? With what languages did you grow up?
As you can tell from my name, my parents are from Turkey. However, I was born and raised in Germany and grew up speaking both German and Turkish.
Interesting. So I guess we can say we are both bilingual speakers, right?
I agree. First, let's make clear what bilingualism means. That topic is very complex and controversial, but in order to simplify the issue, I want to make clear that bilingualism refers to the phenomenon of speaking and understanding two or more languages.
But what does it really mean to know a language?
Good point, Tanya. Language ability is typically measured in two active parts, speaking and writing, and in two passive parts, listening and reading. I've heard you're a true expert in this field. Can you tell us what types of bilingualism there are?
Sure. One type is the balanced bilingual. This is a person who speaks both languages equally well and in similar contexts.
I would consider myself a balanced bilingual then, because I learned both languages at the same time and I still use both of them equally. When I speak to my mom, I sometimes speak German, sometimes speak Turkish. And the same goes with friends.
Right. I would consider myself a balanced bilingual too. But there are people who are more proficient in one language than the other. Or the person might use two languages in different contexts.
So bilingualism is indeed a very complex topic. I read that knowing two or more languages means that your brain may actually work differently than the brains of monolingual speakers. Recent advances in brain imaging technology have given neurolinguists a glimpse into how specific aspects of language learning affect the bilingual brain.
It is well known that the human brain is separated into two parts. The left half is more dominant in logical processes, the right part is more active in social and emotional ones.
But I suppose language involves both types of functions, right?
That's absolutely correct. Children, for example, learn languages more easily because the plasticity of their developing brains lets them use both parts of their brains in language acquisition. But regardless of when you acquire additional languages, being multilingual gives your brain some remarkable advantages.
What kind of advantages do you mean?
From a neurological point of view, it can be said that there are more connections between neurons in the brain. In general, there is more activity in certain regions when engaging in a second language.
Well, bilingualism can be seen as an intense workout for the brain then, right?
Definitely. This increased activity can even delay diseases like Alzheimer's and dementia by 5 years as compared to monolingual speakers.
That's enormous, Tanya. There are major cognitive benefits to bilingualism then. I'm sure these findings would have surprised experts 100 years ago. In the 20th century, many researchers explored the question whether bilingualism helped or harmed a person's intelligence. Early scholars were convinced that bilingualism was harmful. It was considered a handicap that slowed a child's development because they had to use too much energy distinguishing between two languages. Most researchers today believe it's beneficial, though.
Unfortunately, that is how researchers used to think. Recent studies show, for example, that reaction time and errors increase for some bilinguals. That doesn't mean that bilingualism makes you smarter or dumber, but it does make your brain more healthy, complex, and actively engaged.
That's remarkable. We're lucky to be bilinguals then. But there are some places in the world, the US or Canada for example, where a single language is so dominant that people don't have the need or even the opportunity to learn more than one language.
Exactly. Thus, bilingualism has become a matter of choice. Parents who speak at least two languages choose whether to raise their children bilingually or not. And with these choices, the obvious question is, what is the best choice? Is bilingualism good or bad?
Obviously, this choice can only be good, considering the fundamental cognitive benefits. Parents shouldn't be discouraged to raise their children with every language they speak.
I totally agree with you. A Polish friend of mine, living in Germany, told me that his parents never taught him Polish. He's totally upset about the fact that he can speak to his grandparents and understand them at all.
What a bummer! You can certainly lose a part of your own identity. I couldn't imagine not speaking Turkish. It's such a big part of my personality. Well, thank you, Tanya, for this very eye-opening and interesting interview. It's been a pleasure to have you here.
I really enjoyed talking to you. Thank you for inviting me.